This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference.
Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and state collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas, including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports, and extracurricular activities. The conference features 6 special sessions focusing on deregulation in states, technology in governance, opportunities, risks, and mitigation, agri-stack for smart supply chains, and market linkages. One state, one world-class tourist destination, Atmanirbhar Bharat and Swadeshi, and strategies for a post-left-wing extremism future. With Pallavi Parmar, Swati Rakheja, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Home Minister Amit Shah has called for establishing a common anti-terrorism squad or ATS structure across the country and directed state directors general of police to implement it at the earliest. He said, common ATS structure for the police across the entire country provides an opportunity for uniform preparation to counter terror attacks at every level. Mr. Shah was speaking yesterday after inaugurating the 2-day Anti-Terrorism Conference 2025, organized by the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, in New Delhi. India has said the unremitting hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh is a matter of grave concern. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India condemns the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mymensingh city of Bangladesh, and the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice.
The unremitting hostility against minorities in Bangladesh, Hindus, Christians and Buddhists, at the hands of extremists is a matter of grave concern. We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mymensingh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, cases of killings, arsons, land grab have been documented by independent sources during the tenure of the interim government. These incidents cannot be brushed aside as mere media exaggerations or dismissed as political violence.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted that electronics has emerged as India's 3rd largest export category, climbing from 7th place. In a social media post, the minister said that India is the 2nd largest mobile manufacturing country in the world. He said that India's growth story in electronics manufacturing is driven by Prime Minister Modi's vision of developing a comprehensive ecosystem. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has approached the Supreme Court, challenging the order of the Delhi High Court, suspending the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. The CBI yesterday filed a special leave petition, or SLP, before the Apex Court against the High Court's decision. Earlier this week, the High Court ordered the suspension of former legislator's sentence during the pendency of his appeal against conviction and life imprisonment, and also granted him conditional bail. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. And in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the 3rd T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.